Thanks for the introduction. I'm a PhD candidate joined for the program of Nanjing Forest University and the UGM. My name is Ting Zhou. Today I will share with you my research work co-authored with Wang Xiangzhang and Dongling Zhang, which is entitled Phenotypic Variation of Flower Organs in Mallows Using Frequency Distribution Functions. I'll firstly introduce what is the crab apple and then why we need to do this research work, and then the materials and methods, the results and the discussion. Crab apples are small trees and shrubs in rose family. They are widely distributed throughout the temperate Eurasia and North America. In China, they are mostly distributed in the red circle areas. They have rich germplasm resources. About 37 to 60 species are acknowledged due to different authors. Some of them were listed in this tree, and over 1,200 cultivars were documented in history. They are valued for their charming flowers, colorful fruits, and many tree forms, which facilitates their prominence as landscape and garden's focal points. While among these resources, less than 5% were semi-double or double-flowered, and additionally, germplasm with larger flowers were also rare, resulting in a scarcity of novel typed cultivars available in today's market. Flower organs place extremely high variation in size, color, structure, and function, which are the important foundations for the mallows breeding work. However, currently, most flower variation studies have been restricted to the genetic interpretations for their development on basis of ABCDE model and the quartet model. And moreover, variation analysis mostly occurred on the wild species, while on the cultivated cultivars, few reports were carried out with more intuitive estimations based on their gene types and the statistical principles. Therefore, in this study, we constructed two groups of mallow species and cultivars, and two different analytical methods were proposed to study their gene types. We are aimed at determining the variation rules between these two groups in three different dimensions: the flower organ number, size, and shape, and comparing the effect of different analytical methods on generating the variation conclusions and providing a theoretical basis on for the inheritance and the improvement of mallows germplasm. A total of 133 mallows taxa, including 25 species and 108 cultivars, were collected from the National Repository of Mallows Germplasm. All the trees were between 7 and 10 years old, which labeled them to enter the four bloom phase. 30 flourishing flowers were collected for each flower trait from the middle of the tree and the branch toward the sunny side. 17 phenotypic traits of flower organs were tested in this study, including 5 numbering traits, 10 sizing traits, and 2 shaping traits. Method 1 is about the box plot and the variance analysis. Here, we primarily focus on the three sections: the box bodies, the mean values, and the outlier values. The box bodies were used to reveal the variation directions from manus species to cultivars, whereas the mean values were used to determine the differences and significance between these two groups, and the outlier values were used to reflect transgressive information, which may be of significant importance for the manus germplasm innovations. Method 2 is about the frequency distribution function analysis. We can directly conclude the variation directions from the relative positions of the feed curves of manus species and cultivars, and the variation degrees can be calculated through these two parameters of MP and MD. Our results were as follows. Except for the in box plot and variance analysis, except for the petal number, the petal length to width and sepal length to width, which distributed across a larger range that completely encompassed those of the species. Individual in other flower traits of manus cultivars are distributed relatively lower than the species showing with smaller values. However, not all flower traits showed apparent variation directions, and only 7 phenotypic traits exhibited significant differences between these two groups. For clear analysis of the flower variations, we found that in frequency distribution function analysis, all of the flower traits were obviously offset. The variation directions were kept realized as petaloid conversion, just from the single type to the semi-double type and to the double type. The size mean transition from the larger scale to the small scale, and the shape narrowness, just as the petal shape ranges from the circular to the elliptic, and the sep shape ranges from the triangular to lanceolate. The variation degrees of all the flower traits were shown in this table, which were characterized by the sizing traits were larger than the shaping traits, and followed by the numbering traits, and by the horizontal dimensions were larger than the radial dimensions. Based on these findings, three topics were discussed in this study. The first one is about the origin of double flowers. As we all know, double phenomena in nature can arise from either the neural heterotopy, which refers to an increase in petal holes in sympetalous flowers, or the homoheterotopy, which refers to the petaloid conversion of pistils and stems, or the bracts and sepals, to construct additional petals. In manus, previous studies have considered that the additional petals were petaloid stems. However, in this study, our results showed that there were petaloid conversion of pistils or stems. The incomplete agreement of these two viewpoints, we think that maybe due to the materials and methods, the representativeness of the materials and methods used in this study to some extent determined the reliability of our conclusions. Certainly, double flowers can also be derived from the low temperature induction, just as these two pictures showing from the single core to double core. The second topic is about the inhomogeneous miniaturization of the saline traits. Here, a decrease in heterosis was proposed. For one thing, also mass germplasm originate from the wild species. Their gene types are highly heterozygous after a long time of natural selection and artificial breeding, resulting in reduced heterosis in hybrid parents. For another thing, some cross combinations constitute inbreeding due to the very close genetic relationships among most of the mallus cultivars, which may also be one of the reasons for the depression in their progeny. And additionally, the reproduction of mallus is often carried out by the grafting. This asexual method can also enable the selective cultivars to preserve a large number of non-additive effects. Last but not least, we discussed about the two methods used in this study. Box plot analysis reflects the relationship between mean values of these two groups. The mean values, however, concealed the overall alterations. Frequency distribution function analysis reflects not only the differences in the distribution centers of these two groups, but also the misregistration of the probability distribution. Therefore, both the misregistration probability and the misregistration distance, which were quantitative indices for exploring the variation rules, including the direction and the degree between different groups, can be calculated. So we think that the frequency distribution function analysis was more sensitive than the box plot analysis. Thanks for the help and support of all the members in our team, and thank you for listening. Any questions? Please.
So I'm just curious about your definition of a double flower, because all the pictures that you showed, in my, in most of horticulture, double means completely petalous. You wouldn't have any stamens or anthers in it, and yet all your doubles that you had had stamens and anthers. They weren't truly fully petalous. So I'm just curious why you call them double.
The double flower in mallus?
Yeah. It doesn't look like a real double.
Real double. Currently the double flowers in mallus are very rare. Less than 5% were same double or double flowered. So this is breeding goal to breed the germplasm with double flowers, but we are now trying to breed them.
I think we should call it
semi-double.
Okay, Dom,
can't
take that advice.
Well, we say simple double probably better definition, but when we call it like more than 5, 10, or 15, we call it double, and hopefully toward complete double. This is the goal. So the key probably is